This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Patrick, Chuck Baldwin's written some really powerful editorials as of late. In fact, I forgot to print off his last four or five. You guys do that, thanks. Dealing with the death of religious freedom in this country, but it's beyond that. The new rite of passage, you know, for a Comanche young man, it'd be go out and steal horses, and then after that, it'd be go out and kill an enemy in battle, count coup. For a young American, it'd be join the Marine Corps. But for women now, the rite of passage out of 4 years of university is that men are the devil, all sex is rape, and that you've got to go out and you've got to report them. You got to take a scalp. We had the guest on earlier. Associated Press reported it. Barbershop fined $750. They were threatened with $10,000 if they didn't pay that. And they sent a state investigator out and everything. I said, man, this is a men's barbershop. Of course, if he'd have let her in and she'd seen Playboys, she might have gone after that as being, you know, evil and hurtful to her. And, of course, under all free association rules, you should be able to have something for men or something for women. But I just illustrate how serious this is. You know, I mentioned this article. Feminists claim it's sexist to complain. See, I think it's sexist for her to complain out of Freudian slip. Feminists claim it's sexist to compliment women. Feminazi, to use the Rush Limbaugh term, publicly shames man for complimenting her. And now in the London Telegraph today, lawyer who accused barrister of sexism, the same woman, has described men online as hot stuff. Ooh, a thought crime there. I mean, a mammal will be attracted to the opposite sex. That's not a crime. Having the name he or she or boy or girl, it's not bad to be he or she. See, I mean, this is how freakish this is getting. A lawyer who accused a fellow barrister of sexism in England after he described LinkedIn profile as stunning, had previously praised men for their physical appearance online, telling them they are hot stuff. Yeah, she just chose to do this, and feminist groups said, good, name him and shame him to get her stars and bars. Charlotte Proudman, 27, said she felt objectified. Oh, that's why you had your hair all done up and stuff on there. After receiving an online message from Alexander Carter, 57, she had invited to connect on the professional networking site. So she invited him to connect. He said, wow, I love your photo. It's stunning. How dare him? I mean, I'll be sitting there, and there's an old lady checking me out at Dillard's or something, buying a shirt. And if she's got a cool watch or something, I don't say it if I don't like it. I go, that's a really nice watch, or your hair really looks nice. I mean, that's just something my mom, dad does, my dad does. I see a guy get, you know, on an elevator with me with a cool sports jacket or a cool Rolex or cool bag. I'll say, man, that's really cool. I'm just being nice. Plus, I like it. This is sick, telling us that our very communication's bad, putting us in smaller and smaller boxes. But it's all selectively enforced. If you want to have liberal Hollywood, sexism, sex stuff, debauchery, torture, murder, that's okay. You can have kids play violent video games all day, but if they go to school and write an essay about the Marines and mention M16, here come the police. He wrote, I appreciate this, that this is probably horrendously politically incorrect, but that is a stunning picture. Oh, he even admitted it was politically incorrect. He even prostrated himself before her that I'm so sorry it's politically correct, incorrect, and that signaled her like a bug-eyed piranha to come in and go after him. To see, they peck members of the cult even more. I mean, you know what I found is these women that are fake feminists, I've talked to a lot of guys about this, like Democratic Party operative women and stuff, actually want to be debased and want to be called pigs and stuff. And so the problem was he groveled to her. I'm not staying with her, but that's what I would imagine. She just said, hey, you hussy, it's time for us to get together right now. He'd been partying that night, probably.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high-quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low-profile platform, PBX Muzzle Bridge, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at hdfirearms.com. And my favorite, single-stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at hdfirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's hdfirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get. Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
This magic moment, so different and so new, but like any other, until I kissed you.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. It's InfoWars Live, Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. The unapologetically pro-liberty, pro-human, pro-life, pro-freedom operation crashing and smashing through the lies and disinformation. Thank you for joining us. Well, Pastor Chuck Baldwin's been the Constitution Party national candidate. He's been an outspoken critic of tyranny. Filmmaker, author, you name it, and his son's a constitutional lawyer. They've co-written books together on so many subjects that are near and dear. But I was out at dinner with people I would call quasi-liberals a few nights ago, and I thought of Chuck Baldwin, and I had a caller bring him up yesterday about some of the latest articles he's been writing at ChuckBaldwinLive.com about the fall of Christianity, the fall of the First Amendment that we're seeing. And these folks were saying to me, you know, you're a conservative, we're liberals, but we agree with some of your ideas and the things you said. And I said, listen, Thomas Jefferson was a liberal. George Washington was a conservative. these terms mean nothing. I'm a constitutionalist. But they were saying, we agree with you. Marriage is no point being married now. It's been bastardized. And I said, listen, it wasn't bastardized with homosexual marriage. It was bastardized when the state got involved in 1901 in New York City with marriage licenses through the race hygiene boards. They're like, oh, well, let's move on. I said, no. Don't you want to know where this really came from? Francis Galton, eugenics, funded by the Crown, 1854, becomes national policy by the 1880s. London sets up the first health boards. They start sterilizing people with low test scores and the mentally retarded and others. You can argue there was a reason for it, but it moved on to everybody. Margaret Sanger, Planned Parenthood, the Nazis, all of it. You shouldn't have a marriage license to begin with. The church is, and they owned it. That's where the institution came from. Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or freedom of the press or the people's right to peaceably assemble for redress of grievances. They're like, oh, I guess the First Amendment does get into religion. Yeah, Congress doesn't have a jurisdiction. So we don't have a state-run religion. We don't have government in religion. We have individual freedom. That's true freedom for you to not believe in God or to believe in God. But marriage is a contract between a man and a woman, and then if they choose to go do that through their religious group, they can have it certified. And then by the 50s, we get 501c3. And I'm not judging your church if they are, but you're not a church. You are a governmental body. You are issued licensed as a charity. And now, look, they haven't issued but one in 6 years to any conservative group. The 501c3, four, and the rest of it. The power to control something is the power to end it. So now we've got the jurisdiction over language. Don't say boy or girl. Don't say he or she. And they're doing it. It was hundreds of public schools a month ago. Now it's thousands. And people are going to the principal for in their forms they fill out saying he or she. This is a cult. They mean business. They're not liberals. They had to take over the liberal Renaissance movement and the Christian movements of egalitarianism that were expanding 500 years ago, beginning 500 years ago, and in their greatest flower by 1776. They then had a counterfeit of it that is modern liberalism that was the French Revolution, Jacobinism, and the Illuminati, which were all of that. George Washington wrote about this. This was like major newspapers at the time. You can just search newspaper articles about Illuminati, 1789, or George Washington letters on the Illuminati, Library of Congress. You can read it all in his handwriting. So I talk about this. This isn't some national treasure fiction, folks. This is the reality. And the Jacobins, the Illuminati, wanted to end the family. They wanted to end language and turn the general public into slaves that lived in pits with the high priest above them controlling them with a 9-day-a-week work week, new holidays. They wanted to invert everything, play God. And that's what you're seeing now is being stomped on, being trampled, being dominated, anything wholesome under attack. That's my rant. And Pastor Chuck Baldwin talks about this all day. It's Christianity that ended slavery, real Christians. It's Christianity that gave us the free market. It's Christianity that gave us due process. It's Christianity. They say get rid of what's old. They're bringing in the old barbarism of the occult and of a dumbed-down public controlled by the high priest who tells you give him your kids to sacrifice or your daughters to have sex with or the snake god won't vomit out the moon at the next eclipse. The age of reason begins with Christians. Not the phony churches that are government, state-run churches like China or Russia under Stalin. Now, that's my rant. Chuck Baldwin joins us. He has written the book that we sell, Romans 13, The True Meaning of Submission. But I've heard Christians call into conservative radio and say we should submit and issue these marriage licenses and all the rest of it. This is a conquering, folks. This is a takeover. This is a domination, because standing in the way of world government and a microchip population and a cashless society is the true Christians. That's why the Pope will travel the first time to Cuba to be worshipped by the communist dictator and his brother Raul. That's why he's coming here to meet in secret with Boehner and then address Congress. The globalists are making their move. They blackmailed the Catholic Church. This even came out in The Guardian to put in the Jesuit Pope calling for world government. There are a lot of good Catholic people. I'm not attacking you. The Protestant churches have been taken over as well. But it's here. It's happening. It's happening. And so many Christians say, praise God, it's a sign of the end of the world. What a cop-out. If you believe in Christ, standing before Christ at the white throne judgment, would Christ say, I know you if you didn't stand up for unborn? But here's what I want to tell the phony Christians. It doesn't matter what you do at your 501c3 church where you want to feel good and make some business deals. Like a Pharisee. I'm not judging you. God will. There are good people infiltrating Planned Parenthood. There are good people in the Pentagon exposing Obama funding ISIS. There are people of conscience who can't submit to tyranny because they've already submitted to God. And if you've submitted to God, and I'm certainly not perfect, then there's no way you can submit to open conscious evil. Chuck Baldwin, ChuckBaldwinLive.com. Thank you for joining us. You've written some powerful editorials as of late dealing with the situation in this country. But we've talked about things compacting and accelerating. They are now at light speed and only speeding up. What are we watching right now? And I hope folks know historically, the judgment, once a nation becomes reprobate, always comes as night follows day. Thank you for joining us, Chuck Baldwin.
Thank you, Alex. Great. Well, appreciate everything you just said there in the opening monologue of this hour. I just want to kind of reiterate some things that you said. First of all, relative to the marriage issue, you're exactly right when you say that the real problem here, and this is what churches and Christians should be noticing, is that years ago, toward the middle and the end of the 19th century, as you've already noted, the institution of marriage, to use your word, was bastardized by the means of which they placed it under the authority of the state. For over 1,800 years of church history, the state had nothing to do with marriage. The institution of marriage is a divine marriage, is a divine institution. This is not a civil contract. And this is the thing that some of our libertarian friends are missing. They're applauding the Kim Davis jailing in Kentucky, and they're talking about this being a right of civil contract. We all understand that every American citizen has the right to enter into civil contracts, as including homosexuals. That's not the issue. Marriage is not a civil contract. It is a divine institution created by God in the very beginning of the history of mankind. Therefore, this is not a jurisdiction of the state. It never has been and never should be today. But going into the 20th century, when the church sat back and allowed the state to begin to exercise authority over marriage, then it became a civil contract. It became something under the auspices and authority of the state, just as the church did in 1954 with the advent of the 501c3 amendment.
And we're now making the state truly God, and then all these liberals think they're getting rights from the state when it's a total fraud.
And here's the thing that makes this Kentucky case so interesting, because Kim Davis was actually the one who was obeying the law. Now think about this. In 1996, President Bill Clinton, after the Congress and the Senate had passed the Defense of Marriage Act, DOMA, Clinton signed it. It became the federal law of the land, that marriage was between a man and a woman. Okay, that was in 1996, signed by a Democrat President Bill Clinton. That was the law of the land nationally. All right. So now what this decision was basically doing was reviewing the DOMA decision, and we know what the court did. What the court did is they ruled against DOMA. That was the essence of the court's decision.
So the court's making law.
That's the other part that I wanted to get out, is the fact that our first article in the first section, all legislative powers herein granted shall be vested in the Congress of the United States. The Supreme Court has no authority to make law. It renders opinions. Okay, so it made an opinion on DOMA is what this was all about. So what happened whenever the Supreme Court said that basically DOMA was unconstitutional? Well, that means there's no federal law relative to marriage. So that means everything reverts back to the states. So right now there is they're saying that now it's the federal law of the land. No, what the decision actually did was negate DOMA. which was the federal law of the land, meaning now that there's no federal law relative to marriage.
That's right. So it does revert to the state. Stay there. This is key. And then now they've jailed her. I mean, this just shows their mindset.
So I found out the other day that at guns80.com, a lot of people don't get the Ghost AR-15 rifle kits because they're afraid that they won't be able to do the machining work required to drill out and make ready the lower. Well, listen, guys, gals, I am not that good of a machinist, I promise you. But I was able to take a drill press with an XY table and knock this out in about 45 minutes, and in all honesty, mine looks really good. Go get yours. Don't be afraid. It's easy. Guns80.com. Go to guns80.com now.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CatiArmor.com. Come and take it.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried the vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Whey on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m., I look and feel better. I recover faster from my 2 workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit to per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
While you were sleeping, they came and took it away.
Alex Jones here back live. Pastor Chuck Baldwin of ChuckBaldwinLive.com joins us. And of course, his son's a constitutional lawyer, works with him there in his operation. But Chuck Baldwin really knows his stuff. I've studied this in depth, and he knows more than I do about it. But the break kind of stole his thunder. He was about to give us the fact that she was following Kentucky law. But even Madonna's brother, who is a homosexual, and I used to try to be friendly and say the word gay, but it's about controlling language. So now they say I can't say father or mother or boy or girl or he or she. So I'm going to start using the scientific words because it shows how they get you to start doing what they say, and pretty soon everything's banned. Pretty soon telling a woman she's attractive is banned. Pretty soon men's barbershops are banned. Pretty soon brown bags are banned. This is a cult of fighting with each other. And Chuck Baldwin, it really is an attack on humanity itself. It's so alien against the main biology of humans that men and women loving each other is somehow inherently bad because it hurts someone else who doesn't feel like that. This is outrageous control freak behavior. The state and weird, creepy groups trying to insert themselves into our lives, our marriages, saying our kids belong to the state. Creepy MSNBC host. I mean, these people are really villainous, sick perverts.
It's not about freedom at all. It's about tyranny of the mind. And I think that's the battle that's going on today. And you're exactly right. Kim Davis was obeying the laws of the state of Kentucky, which she swore an oath to, which now become the law of the land because DOMA was overturned by the Supreme Court decision, meaning that the Constitution that had written, that was written, established that the Congress only can create law, that the Supreme Court does not make law. So by negating DOMA, the Defense of Marriage Act, of marriage between a man and a woman, it now reverts to the laws of the states. The state of Kentucky had said in their constitution that marriage is between a man and a woman. Kim Davis was upholding her oath. What's interesting, too, is that in the state of North Carolina and the state of Utah and in the state of Alabama, there are county clerks and courthouses all over those states that are refusing to marry anyone, heterosexual or homosexual. And by the way, as a minister, that's the decision I've taken. I have made the decision after the June decision by the Supreme Court that I will no longer do a ceremony over any couple, homosexual or heterosexual. Of course, I won't marry homosexuals anyway, that have a state license. In fact, I'm happy to report, Alex, I just had my first marriage a couple of weeks ago without a state license. Fortunately, here in the state of Montana, common law marriage is still recognized as lawful. There's only about five or six states, unfortunately, in the country that still recognize common law. And that's a subject that I think the listeners of your program should take note of, and they should be appealing to the legislatures to get it on the books to recognize, again, common law marriage.
Absolutely, because we have to take our power back or we'll be usurped by the imposters. When I say perverts, there aren't just perverts that want to pick kids up in parks. There's perverts that want to get in our lives and our families and tell us what to do. This is outrageous. Why would anyone want to live under something like this?
And think about this. Now with this Supreme Court ruling, we've got transgender bathrooms that are being put in just about every school system across America. Transgender bathrooms.
Which just shows they're going to teach the kids to do this.
Yeah, and think about this, too. You know, all these people talking about, well, you know, it was right to put Kim Davis in jail because she violated. Think about this. 1962, 1963, Supreme Court removed prayer and Bible reading from the public schools of America. But what's happening across the United States today? In school district after school district, there are prayer rooms that are being put in the public schools to accommodate the Muslim students. The Muslim students are allowed to leave classes during school time, go to those prayer rooms, and conduct their Muslim prayers on school property during school time. Now, where is the, you know, where
well, that's it. Why is it selectively enforced only against Christians?
That's exactly. It's because this is an attack against Christianity itself. That's why I wrote the column a couple of weeks ago talking about the collapse of Christianity. And here's the thing that gets my goat about the whole thing, Alex, is I don't blame the Supreme Court, and I don't blame the liberals, and I don't blame the secularists and all these people that are pushing this agenda. I blame the churches, the pastors of America. They're the ones that have the power and the duty to stand up against this stuff.
Instead, they're getting up and saying Romans 13 because they're state run.
Exactly. And that goes back to the book that Tim and I wrote about the true meaning of submission, Romans 13, because it's just, it's right out of Hitler's Germany. This was the same doctrine that they taught to the churches in Germany during the riots.
Well, Hitler has famous quotes about, I hate the Bible and it's a bunch of, you know, baloney, basically. He says it's not, it's a fraud, but I do like Romans 13. Stay there. We're going to come back with Chuck Baldwin and break down the Hitlerian Romans 13 out of context, which flies in the face of the entire Bible, that Christians are supposed to submit to any order.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high-quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low-profile platform, PVX Muzzle Brakes, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at hdfirearms.com. And my favorite, single-stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at hdfirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's hdfirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
The law that founded this republic said that the state was not God. Even some of the people that weren't true Christians who were founding fathers, most of them were Christian, agreed to all this because they understood that the state then wouldn't be God. They could set themselves up as God. And that's what all the foolish liberals ought to get, is that God wants to give us free will. True Christianity gives you the right of choice. So in America, you got the right to exercise free will at a level never before seen, as long as you didn't force it on somebody else. Now we're seeing tyranny, and we're seeing what occultism does. It seeks to make you accept what it's doing. It tells you your kids belong to us, you're going to do what we say, you can't have fathers and mothers because that hurts somebody else. You can't have wealth because that hurts somebody else. And then the elites themselves are totally exempt from all the rules they foist on us. Pastor Chuck Baldwin is our guest. If you'd like to talk to him about this issue particularly and where this country's going, 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. I'm going to plug here for a moment and then get back to that, but I'm going to say this first. My parents were pretty conservative growing up, but also liberal in ways. They grew up in the 60s, more fiscally conservative, but they were live and let live. I call them libertarians. And I'll be honest, I don't have a dislike bone in my body against homosexuals. They run the gamut of different types of people. And I'm not up here judging people. I've got my own sins in my life. Things I do that I know isn't the best lifestyle, like drinking sometimes or having anger problems, stuff like that. I mean, none of us are perfect. But it's the consciousness of hurting people that's bad. It's trying to take free will that's bad. And I'll say this. The homosexual movement worldwide is a eugenicist, depopulation, anti-family movement. I've proven it. I've made films on it. And they're putting chemicals in the food and water to change the sexuality of people. That's declassified. We're being messed with. And now as people are changed and as things become different, and some people, you can say we're naturally that way, some people genetic, whatever. This stuff's always gone on in history. What I'm getting at is, just as Sodom and Gomorrah, whether you believe that Old Testament story or not, it says they were coming to people's houses saying, we're going to force sex on you, you're going to do what we want. That's where this has basically come. And the homosexual activist Gore Vidal said all sex was about power. And he made movies with trannies raping men. Now, I'm not judging Gore Vidal. The point is that sex in my life is not about dominating somebody. And so you got some really screwed up people leading these movements, and the whole homosexual movement at the top is about taking over society, is about recruiting children, is about dominating and controlling. And I'm not here to be dominated. I'm not here to be controlled. I'm tolerant. But I'm not here to be enslaved. And again, even Madonna's brother has come out and agreed and said that's the case. And he said, why can the Muslims do whatever they want? And why do we have to adopt what they say, but then very open-minded Christians we say are the enemy? And he is a homosexual. But see, he's not a tyrant. And so I know tyranny when I see it. And this is textbook tyranny. So we'll get Chuck Baldwin's take on that and more and take your phone calls. This TV that usually has the calls on, it's dead, guys. We can fire that back up. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. I mean, making transgender bathrooms is about starting the conversation, getting kids into it, having it in books, and nudging them into that lifestyle. It's psychological warfare, just like when they started death education in 1990. Within 3 years, every school that did it had a tripling in suicides. Even 2020, ABC News did a special on it. I covered it at the time, in 95, when they actually had the piece about what happened in the years after it was adopted. It taught the kids how to commit suicide. The DARE program teaches you how to use drugs. And the truth is, five-year-olds aren't thinking they're a girl. Six-year-olds aren't learning normally about oral sex. That's what's taught now. And it's sick. It's teachers at a school with a curriculum, not just telling your kids what to eat and that parents can't pack lunches now all over the country and that you can't have dodgeball or whatever because it's competitive and hateful, but that Bobby has two daddies or Heather has two mommies. I mean, this is being forced with people sexualizing our children, and it's pedophilia. Now, briefly, we have struck the best deal ever that we can offer our listeners, and it supports the broadcast as well. My Patriot Supply, we have their full line of products, their best discounts at InfoWarsStore.com, and their whole line is there. We have copied their whole line through their factories and private labeled it InfoWars Select. And we're going to be putting together even more complex special diet stuff, you name it, under InfoWars Select soon. But under this, huge selection, high quality, you can get the lowest prices ever by a huge margin they've offered. But InfoWars Select can only offer these prices that are even lower than the actual distributor sells anybody else for 2 weeks. So now's the time to get your storable food with all this craziness going on. It supports the broadcast. It's a win-win. InfoWars Select at InfoWarsSelect.com. That's just a subdomain of InfoWarsStore.com. That will take you right there. Or call. We can answer all your questions. 888-253-3139. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. You can call and order. 888-253-3139. 13 days and counting as it started yesterday, and then it'll go to the lowest price of whatever they're offering. We can match it. So, but this is, I twisted their arm. They wouldn't do this for a couple of years. I twisted their arm. They wanted me to private label. I twisted the arm. I got you this deal. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsLife.com has got a bunch of products back in. Natural herbs that healthy, get you to be able to sleep, knockout, blows away the competition. The same cost is just one of the ingredients. If you bought it separately in a bottle like melatonin or some of the other things, L-tryptophan, valerian root, and still six other ingredients. InfoWarsLife.com. And we've got the deep cleanse, natural herbs to cleanse the body, an amazing formula. That's back in. We just sold out of the liver cleanse, unfortunately. X2, Super Male Vitality, all of it natural, the way God intended it. Okay, going back to Chuck Baldwin of Chuck Baldwin Live. Get into Romans 13, please, sir, and then speak to what you think we're being conquered by. Obviously, it's the devil. But my faith has always been strong, but now it's so strong, Chuck, because you can see this isn't of this world. I describe it, if I was a science fiction writer, of how an alien force would infiltrate and end a species. You end the family. You confuse the sexuality. I mean, Texas A&M has helped come up with stuff to eradicate the fire ant, eradicate different types of maggots that get into beef by attacking their sexuality with pheromones, with chemicals that confuse the sexes. This is how, if I was aliens, I'd take out the planet. You look at what the globalists are doing. It is a takedown of humanity. How can the idiot Obama supporters not get that their health care prices have gone up? How can they not get that black unemployment's doubled? How can they not get they're being preyed upon by he that comes to kill, steal, and destroy?
Well, and how can the pastors and churches not get that their obedience and submission is due to Christ, not the state, not Caesar? I think a lot of our pastors and churches today are saying, in essence, what the Pharisees said 2,000 years ago when they said, we have no king but Caesar. And that's exactly the way they're acting. Because of the 501c3 issue, they're scared to death that they might lose their tax-exempt status. And therefore, they're afraid to deal with any of the issues that are confronting their churches and their communities, which has basically neutered the churches and the pastors. They've become completely mute on these issues. Think about it, Alex. We've got over 300,000 evangelical churches in America today. Think what would happen if just half of them or a quarter of them would stand up in their pulpits and strongly take a stand on these issues. Think about what would have happened in Kentucky if the pastors and churches had stood up. That situation there would have never taken place. This is being done because of the lack of courage and involvement of the pastors and churches in America. We have no one to blame but us. And the reason for this is largely the Romans 13 misinterpretation. This thing has been propagandized for the last 75 to 100 years to the point that it's now a part of the psyche of the Christian community. They don't even think about it. They just accept it carte blanche. And this is one of the most perverse teachings of Scripture that I know anything about.
The whole Bible is people not submitting to tyranny.
I mean, if you took out every example of the Bible of people, men and women, who deliberately disobeyed the higher power, the civil government, based upon a moral conviction under God, you would eliminate...
You'd get rid of Martin Luther King and Rosa Parks.
The book of Daniel, the entire book of Judges. You go through the book of Acts. Go through the Old Testament. Time after time, you see disobedience, willful disobedience to government, because there is a higher law than the civil law. There is a moral law. I mean, that's what Nuremberg was all about at the end of World War II. You know, the Nazi leaders tried to justify their action and said, look, we were just obeying orders. We shouldn't be held accountable for the atrocities we committed. We're just obeying orders. And, of course, the Nuremberg judges said, no, there is a moral law that's higher than the laws of men. And that's true. And it's true for all ages, all times, all people, all nations. It's true in our country today. So why are the churches and the pastors teaching their people to become good little servants, good little slaves of the state?
Because they're not churches.
Well, they have become government corporations. And the pastors are CEOs. And the deacons and the trustees are corporate officers. They truly are. When they signed the bottom line and they joined voluntarily that 501c3 status of the IRS, they became a government corporation, and the officers became government officers. It's corporate officers. So therefore, they're acting in accordance with that. They're not prophets. They're not watchmen on the wall. They're not speaking.
They're not Paul Revere. They are state-run.
Exactly. They are state-run. They're state-controlled, and they know it. And that's the thing about it, is that the third rail out there, it's an invisible rail, but they know it's there, and they refuse to touch it for fearing that the influential members of the congregation, the
sure.
people that are giving a lot of money, well, they might not be inspired to give if there's a threat to the nonprofit state.
And let me throw this in there, sure. Pastor, because I want your expert take on this. The last 6 months, you could see the hammer dropped by the collectivists. The takeover is on. And suddenly, I got some family that goes to Methodist churches and kind of Baptist churches and stuff, and I go to some of them. Man, it's like hearing Mao Zedong or something. The new pope openly calling world government, saying abortion's okay. I mean, it is on. They are really showing their hand. Why do you think that's happening?
Well, I think it's happening because it's now the politically correct thing to do. And unfortunately, the thing that's motivating most of these church leaders is success, quote unquote. And I'm taking that word not because that's what I'm saying, but because of George Barna's research a few months ago documented this brilliantly. The average church leader in America is motivated by success. Success means bigger crowds in the audience, bigger offerings, more programs, more staff members, and larger square footage of building. That's what success means, according to Barna's research, in the average church. So it's not about preaching the word. It's not about standing for truth. It's not about preparing.
But it's not success if you've just got some government-run social club with a cross hanging on the wall.
Exactly. And in Nazi Germany, and if you've ever read Hitler's Cross, a tremendous book, you see the photographs of the Nazi flags in the auditoriums of the churches of Germany, and sewn right in the center of the Nazi flag was the Christian cross. I mean, that's how integrated the church had become to the state. You talk about separation of church and state. We don't have it. We have the state that is taking over the church. The church is nothing but a mouthpiece for the state.
I know, and I talk to liberals, and they go, separation of church and state. That doesn't mean the government runs the churches. It's just so inverted.
It's absolutely inverted. And the result is the loss of freedom. Not only that, we don't understand natural law anymore. You can't even get Christian pastors to give you any kind of an explanation. We ask, can you give me just a brief summary of natural law? They can't do it. Say, where is natural law in the Bible? They can't do it.
Well, Chuck, I was criticized over the years as a libertarian, you know, Christian, for not being more upset about the homosexual lobby. But I've just got to say, now I can really see that it is what people said. I mean, it is a takeover. And it's just so weird to see weird socialist, communist, and homosexual groups allied to bring down Christianity with radical Islam, which would cut their throat in a minute. And the feminist groups have nothing to say about radical Islam and all the horrible things they do. These are really just sick, evil people that are controlling all of this. I mean, they really are. At the end of the day, their hunger to attack real Christians and to take us over and our children really shows they're animated by the spirit of the devil.
Yeah, what are Christian parents going to do now? I mean, look, this term just started up around the country. They're going back to a transgender curriculum in the schools. They're going into transgender bathrooms in the schools. I mean, where are the Christian parents on this? Are
they'll
they
submit.
Really going to allow their kids to be subjected to this 5 days a week in the public schools? If we should ever be thinking about homeschooling, it is now. If we should ever
but
be
is it not
about
pedophilia to come in and make education about sex with little kids? I mean, this is perverted.
At one time, it would have been considered a crime in the United States, it would have been considered a crime, contributing to the delinquency of a minor. That's exactly what it was.
Well, we always wondered how NAMBLA would get in. We know the UN wants to legalize it all, and these judges have been calling in Europe for legalizing it. And, you know, the day's coming where a 20-year-old or 50-year-old knocks on your door and wants to date your 7-year-old, and if you don't do it, you'll go to jail.
Well, you know, what's going to be next? I mean, you know, Judge Roberts predicted in his dissent to the Supreme Court decision in June that this was going to segue into polygamy very quickly. Where do we go from there?
Yeah, how do you say no to people that want to marry 5 women?
Well, and how do you say no to people that want to marry minors? I mean, we can see the age of consent that's going to be going down to accommodate people who want to marry minors.
Yeah, because that's their preference. I mean, you don't want to be bigoted.
Where is it going to end? Once you, like you said at the beginning of this hour in your monologue, Alex, when a society gives itself over, and we're not saying that there's always been immorality in society. We understand that. We're not trying to play God. We're not trying to go in people's bedrooms, and I'm the last one that promotes that kind of stuff. I mean, people that accuse Chuck Baldwin.
No, they're coming into our houses.
For private morality. They don't know me. I don't do that, Alex. I don't. But when a society itself, as a whole, when it gives itself over to moral indecency and perversion and a reprobate mind, there's not a country, a nation, an empire in world history that has ever survived once it has done that.
That's right.
The world is changing, and not for the better. You need to get ready, and soon. Get ready with ReadySupplyFoods.com. Ready with GMO-free 25-year food. Ready with the most calories per dollar of any storage food. In an emergency, calories mean survival. The USDA recommends a 2,000-calorie daily diet. At that rate, most other 30-day kits won't even last you 2 weeks. You need to get the most nutrition for your dollar, and ReadySupplyFoods.com sells the most calories per dollar of any company. Ready Supply Foods doesn't sell empty calories in the form of sugary drinks and desserts. Our 23 entrees and breakfasts are delicious and full of nutritious calories. Ready Supply Foods is the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com to see a comparison of the leading companies. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Communist China freely allows the sale of bulletproof armor plates, while our U.S. politicians argue from banning Americans from owning body armor.
Does that sound right to you?
Arm your American body at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
It's up on InfoWars.com. It's up at drudgereport.com as well. We'll put it back on screen for TV viewers.
I hurt myself.
Storm strikes Mecca in Medina, Saudi Arabia. 65 dead after crane collapse. And I wonder, looking at Mecca, will they put transgendered bathrooms in there? See, nobody asked Saudi Arabia to take the refugees caused by the wars they've been starting. It's just sick how they guilt us, the West, that's so open-minded, into submitting to all this craziness. Chuck Baldwin, there is an awakening happening to this. And I think the establishment's smoking a lot of its own dope. I want to go to some phone calls in this segment and the next. There's a whole other hour coming up, fourth hour with Rob Dew and others, and David Knight, and you name it, hosting. But Chuck Baldwin, how does the left work with radical Islam that would slit their throat in a minute? I guess that just shows the true hate is of Christianity and freedom.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question that the secularists in general have a disdain against Christianity and Christian principles. And I do believe that there is a correlation there. And I think that the fact that America was founded by Christian men largely, mostly, and that the fundamental tenets of our Bill of Rights and the principles of our Constitution, and especially our Declaration of Independence, are all founded and framed on Christian principles and on biblical principles and natural law principles. I think that the men and women who reject those ideals have a natural propensity to reject Christianity in general, because they know that that's the basis of our liberties and of our freedoms. And if you are tyrannical in nature, if you are dictatorial in nature, then obviously you have to cut to the root of that which is the source of liberty and freedom. And that, of course, is the principles of the Bible and the principles of natural law. And so I think that there is a natural tendency on the part of the people you're describing to target Christianity. I don't think there's any doubt about it. And it's a complete double standard, because everything that they're denying Christians, they are readily acquiescing to Muslims here in the United States.
Well, that's the thing about political correctness. It's all selectively enforced. Feminists can have sex with whoever they want, objectify men, but you can't do it to them. I mean, it's just sick. And you look how bad a shape women are in now. It's just crazy. Pete in Indiana, you want to talk about 9/11. Go ahead. It is the 14th anniversary.
I wanted to comment. 9/11 is now commemorated as Patriots Day. And the irony of that is that since 9/11 and since the wars we've been involved in and since our police have been militarized, that Patriots Day is more like a slap in the face to people who are patriots. And
exactly. Patriots Day is April 19th. They now call this the new Patriots Day, and they talk about those that died, but not about those that died from the dust, not the prior knowledge, how it's been used to take our liberties. Absolutely. Chuck Baldwin, what do you think of 14 years after 9/11?
I think that there's more questions unanswered than there are answered. I mean, when I was traveling around in 2008 as a candidate for president of the United States on the Constitution Party, I was asked that question quite a bit. And my standard response was, I'd just like for somebody in authority with some kind of documentation and scientific evidence to show me why Building 7 collapsed. I mean, we can't even get a straight answer from anybody.
I talked to the deputy emergency manager. He said they blew it up, and he was dead 2 weeks after he was on. Pete,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying nobody in an official capacity, nobody that, you know, that could have a real part in bringing some solution to the minds and closure to the minds and the hearts, especially the families of these victims, has even come close to providing a closure on any of this, including the most simple question about Building 7. So I think what we're dealing with 14 years later is the fact that more and more people are waking up and realizing that the official story just doesn't jive. There's more questions than there are answers, and the official story doesn't make sense.
Sure. And now the former head of Defense Intelligence and the former deputy head of the CIA came out and said our government runs Al-Qaeda and ISIS and is protecting them, and Obama's covering it up with Saudi Arabia. I mean, we got a coup in this country by Saudi Arabia, folks. I'm not saying entirely, but nobody talks about them. And boy, when we do, let me tell you, they don't like it. We're going to be right back. Stay with us. InfoWars.com. Chuck Baldwin Live.com.
A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Introducing Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com, a scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigurex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.